With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Pre-K, short for pre-kindergarten education, has been a hot topic in New Mexico over the past several years. The state land grant permanent fund that generates education dollars is robust, with a balance of $17 billion. This year, $637 million of it goes to schools, and advocates want to increase the amount and dedicate some to pre-K and other early education programs. Charles Wollman is with the agency that oversees and invests money from the fund, and he says $58 million in gains over the last year are due to diversifying investments to include more real estate and fewer stocks, so the risk is reduced.
We're the third largest sovereign wealth fund in the country. We're one of the 35 largest worldwide. We do have this wealth, and what we are trying to do is grow the funds in a prudent manner so they can produce hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
Wollman says the fiduciaries, the board that manages the money, urges caution in withdrawing too much from the fund. It's currently at 5% per year.
Specific to the land grant fund, there have been efforts over 10 of the last 11 years to take additional money out by increasing the distributions. There are concerns about that because typically endowments of this kind do not distribute more than 5%. And so we take a cautious approach. We don't know what the future brings. We don't know whether the inflows from oil and gas will last. Eventually, these are finite resources and they will go away at some point. We just don't know when.
A joint resolution introduced in the state legislature this year would have increased the distribution to 6% for early childhood programs, including pre-K, but it didn't get a hearing. Advocates say they'll be back in the next session. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.